Joseph made the comment after the city of Tampa hosted the first U.S. memorial to pay its respects to those lost in last month's earthquake.
Jean-Bertrand Aristide is a PhD. Right now we're looking for MDs. So if he has some expertise in medicine, how he can help us, well, I suppose he can return. But something else. You know, the Constitution of Haiti says no one, no Haitian, should be kept out of his country for political reasons. But the same Constitution also says all Haitians are responsible before the law for their actions. So he should reflect before he decides to come back.
Haiti's largest political party, Lavalis, has been banned from participating in the elections that have been delayed by the disaster. While Joseph did not say that the party should automatically be included in the election, he suggested that it was up to Lavalis.
If Lavalis' party enters into the electoral process the way it should participate.
As Haiti's official national mourning period came to an end, various churches and nonprofit organizations came together under the Tampa Bay for Haiti Coalition for a volunteer-based memorial Friday night. The event was hosted at the new Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park in downtown Tampa and included participation from various Haitian community leaders as well as Caribbean organizations. Mayor Pam Iorio hosted the event.
When the terrible earthquake struck, we all reached out to comfort and to communicate and to see what could be done. And it was clear to me from the very beginning that the entire community of Tampa held out their hearts and started to give and started to do whatever they could. To the Haitian community, may this memorial service tonight give you some small amount of peace that your loved one is remembered, memorialized, and never forgotten.
Among those in attendance were Haitian Consul General Laurent Prosper, Ray Buchanan of Stop Hunger Now, and Linda Carbone, the CEO of the American Red Cross Tampa chapter. Ambassador Raymond Joseph took some time to speak at the event.
Together with the delegation from Congress, we are already thinking about the rebirth of Haiti, about the reconstruction, because for the first time, we are not going to do it alone. For the whole world, somehow, the whole world is focused on Haiti. I'm calling on you, Haitian friends, Haitian citizens, all of you, I'm calling on you tonight to resolve to work together.
The service, which attracted about 300 people, was mostly made up of Creole musical performances and motivating speeches about Haiti's rehabilitation. Victims of the earthquake, who are currently being treated at various hospitals throughout Tampa, filled up the first two rows of the event in order to heal and regain a sense of normalcy, according to a coalition statement. Attendees were also asked to participate in writing messages to the victims of the earthquake, attaching their messages to flowers and incorporating them into a sculpture made by artist Juan Colon.
It represents faith, you know, the strength of faith for the Haiti. And it's very touchy and it's an honor for me to be here, but, you know, I really feel it.
For more information on Haiti's disaster relief and to learn how to help Haitian victims, visit tampabayforhaiti.org. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF, I'm Alexis Chamberlain.